Roswell. They worked for Roswell King, the founder of the Roswell. They worked in the mills. We got some first, the first black restaurant. It's a lot about the first blacks that went, that integrated the high schools in Roswell. It's a lot about the first, and it's a lot about the history of some of the blacks that actually own land in the city of Roswell. So we're trying to put together a scrapbook. Leroy and Gail would probably be the better ones to talk to about it. I'm just one of the people involved with trying to help them.
There are many historic and well-known buildings in Roswell. Do people currently live in these homes, or are they only used for meetings?
I think they're only used for meetings. I can think of Bullock Hall, the Smith Plantation, the Smith House. I'm not sure if anyone lives in any other houses within the city, the historic houses in the city. But I know they don't live in Bullock Hall and they don't live in the Smith House. But the other ones, I'm not sure.
Okay, I know you mentioned that there were blacks who worked in the mills. Can you tell me something about the mills?
The mills, I don't know that much about. That's what we're trying to get together with the scrapbook. Okay. And it's because that was not going on when we moved here. That's, I just know about where they were, but I don't know that much about the mills themselves.
What is shopping like in Roswell?
In the city of Roswell? Mm-hmm. I can't think of, when you say shopping, I usually go to the mall.
Okay.
And it's just like any other mall. Downtown Roswell, the square or the mill section, I don't go there. It's usually I go to the mall, Northport Mall, and it's just like any other mall, shopping at any other mall.
So would you, do you have to go, is it necessary for you to go outside of Roswell to shop?
Grocery store? No. Northmont Mall, I guess, is in Alpharetta, but it's so close to Roswell. I call it Roswell. Okay. But it's maybe 10 minutes from my house, which is not far.
Going back to where you were born and raised, What was your childhood like in East Arcadia?
Okay. I was the youngest of seven. My mom had kids. My sister was born in 1925, and I was born in 1947. So my mom had kids for 22 years. I was the youngest of seven, and I was the only one out of the seven that went to a four-year college and graduated. My mom lived to be 95 years old. My dad's mother passed when he was about 4 years old. My dad's mother was Indian, and his dad was black. So when his mother died, he was sort of like cast out from the Indians. So he left the Indian, we call it the Indian reservation, which it really wasn't a reservation. It was just the Indian section of North Carolina.